This is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Hi, I'm Brandon. I love ranking episodes.
Hey, it's Panda, and I like ranking episodes.
I'm Dan, and I also love ranking episodes. And this is the Deck the Hallmark podcast.
Well, me oh my, the apple of my eye is the ranking episodes, everybody.
Nicely done. I think you nailed it.
If you're watching on YouTube, we're ready to go.
Yes, we are. Out of the gate.
Out of the gates. Ranking episodes, we do them. We've started doing them last year.
Yeah.
And now I believe we're doing it quarterly.
That's right. Yeah.
We didn't do it with Christmas last year. Maybe that's something that we'll do next year.
It's just so long.
That would be
so
a lot. Many. 40, yeah.
But we did it up until Christmas last year, which was a lot of fun. That was the last one we did, so it was mid-October.
But we'll do two more after this one, basically.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Yep.
And we have 10 movies that we have covered, reviewed. Was there maybe one more mystery or something like Aurora Tea Garden?
Yeah, there was
like
something
that,
we didn't get to.
That we haven't done. But these are the 10 that we have.
It's weird we're putting the North to Home on the list and actually.
Well, we reviewed it.
Yeah, we did.
So, okay. I don't know. Should we not?
We put Mystery 101 on the list last year and we reviewed it.
Maybe we should have. So do you want me to pull it off or do you want me to keep it on?
What do you think? Like, it's not on a Hallmark channel. Typically, these are only movies on Hallmark channel.
Yeah, that's maybe true. We just boot it.
But I mean, like,
that leaves some
North to Home is the best movie on that board.
I think we have to include movies and mysteries that we're going to review that aren't mysteries.
Okay,
like at some point we'll do the Hines movie.
Well, I mean, it makes things easier. I think that's qualitatively the best movie on the board. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think it's even close.
We'll see. So here's what we have. We have five different levels, tiers, if you will, of movies.
Yeah.
Starting from the best, it's real movie territory, then Big Fun maybe 6, Standard Feels, Bad, and then Dumpster Fire to close things out. We have 10 movies, and we have decided in show prep, which was a lot of fun today, man, by the way.
It was a ranking episode in and of itself.
That's right. That we are going to fill the board.
Well,
what I mean by that is every tier will have 2 movies in it.
Now, that does not mean they will stay in that.
They won't stay there. When we get to next in a few months, when we do this again, most of those will probably, Lord willing, move down.
If for some reason, the Runaway Road Trip crushes, the Brant Daugherty movie and all these other ones, that might be the road trip one. Yep. Like, if some reason 4 of those are way better, then all these movies could move down.
Yep.
These, I am hoping against hope that 5 of these movies are our 5 or 6. We ended up with 6 in every category last year. Yeah. I am hoping that 6 of these movies are the 6 worst we see all year.
That'd be great.
Because all of these were pretty awful. And so, you know, it'd be good to be better.
We can hope. I think we can all agree that none of these should be in real movie territory, but nevertheless, 2 will show up and be there.
They will.
For now, they are real movies. Let's start with the beginning. The first movie of the year.
Yep.
January 1st, 2022, out of the gate hot.
That is with a hot dumpster fire.
With Where Your Heart Belongs.
You didn't get to join us for this, but you did watch it.
No, but I did watch it, and it is train wreck bad. I have it as one of my least favorite movies I have seen on Hallmark Channel in general. I have it at dumpster fire.
It may be the worst of that crop. This one, or possibly, man, there's a couple other bad ones, but I think this is the worst one.
I also have it in Dumpster Fire. So far,
good to go.
We're good to go.
All right, no problem.
Up next, The Wedding Veil, number 1. We have 2 more of those to go with for a total of 3 Wedding Veil movies.
Okay.
I
have it at Standard Feels.
I got to be honest. Looking at the movies on this board, I only have 1 other movie worse than that one.
Well, we're going to get into a big argument with Butterflies.
Yeah.
So let's just throw it in Feels for now.
I think it's bad.
I think it potentially could move there, but let's just
think
see.
You think it's top 6. You think there are 4 movies worse than that one, looking down the line. 4 yes. movies worse than the first Wedding Veil, which is unequivocally the worst of the 3 Wedding Veils. We all said
you said I need four movies worse than it.
Yeah,
put bad, 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 bad.
Because
put
there's in, two Wedding Veils yeah. better already, and we all know Butterflies North to Home better.
Yeah,
Welcome to Mama's Butler in Love. That one, yeah.
All right, let's put right. in bad,
bad, bad, bad, bad, yep. bad. Right. North to Home.
I think that's one overall.
Yep, real movie territory.
It's one overall.
Well, it's not one overall, but it exactly is, right, is but a real movie territory.
We don't need to get into it yet. All right, Perfect Pairing.
Yeah. Ooh. So that's, in my opinion, the second best movie. Of the list. I have that in real movie territory.
What's problem is, and this is where I'm going to run into an issue, is that I liked Perfect Pairing and Butterfly as my two favorites so far this year. Even though I think North to Home is a better qualitative movie.
Qualitative. I struggle,
qualitative. Let me try that again.
When's that baby
do? What's that baby do? I say maybe put in Big Fun maybe six, but I do think it's better than
Perfect
North to
Pairing.
Home. Yeah,
perfect you like pairing. Perfect Pairing too, Brandon.
Yeah, I gotta put Perfect Pairing in real movie territory. Yeah.
Hey, go ahead, do it.
Because I think at a certain point,
Brennan Elliott and Nazneen Contractor, like
they're great, man, and she's
and that movie's him. Absurd. Amnesia, what Ice it's Wine,
delight. I loved it.
I mean, it's just
convertible.
Yeah, thing. Green screen, convertible in the cold, like weird carnival thing in the north. Like just yeah. everything you want one of these movies to be if it's not going to be good is mm-hmm. that movie.
Don't Forget I Love You. I don't remember this film.
This That's is the one with the bridge.
Amelia Uhlerhoff.
I do remember the bridge.
And here's where I think it is. I think it is better than Mama's, better than the Gin Lily, and better than the Butlers, and better than the first Wedding Veil. So I would have it fifth overall, which means it needs to be in standard fields, in my opinion.
What is it again?
It's the movie? One where she
has all, it's the clue. She goes on all, has all these clues, the envelopes from her mom that's passed away.
I don't remember that part.
And then she gives a picture and she finds out that she met her match the same way that Amelia Uhlerhoff met her match.
Is there a bear?
No, different. That's Nature of Love. Huh. I think. Yeah. Different movie.
There's a bridge.
The only thing I remember about this movie is the bridge.
It's real bad. It's just so, not as bad as those
because I there. Only remember the bridge, that makes it standard, right?
Yeah, that's...
It's Standard Fields. That's where it is.
All right, Standard Fields.
Yeah. Standard Fields. Yeah. All right, Butler's in Love.
This movie's not good, but man, it's endearing. And it's going to stand out in my mind as... I have it Standard Fields.
I got it bad.
I mean, I probably enjoyed it more than Wedding Veil 1.
Yeah,
yes. I did. No, I think it's better than Wedding Veil 1, yes. but right. it's still in bad, in my opinion.
So let's do this and then slide that boy over.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
All right.
All right. Wedding Veil 2, a legacy?
This is going to be easy. This could be our quickest episode ever. I'm just letting you know right now.
That's fine.
I can
fine.
Tell you already. Wedding Veil 2 is not good, but Italy. And so I would say that it is probably in... It's just ahead of Butlers in Love for me. It's in Standard Fields with Amelia Uhlerhoff.
Is it better than it?
No, I don't think it is. You guys,
yeah, what? I think it's better than that.
Okay,
I think their chemistry is really solid.
They talk a lot about the Veil.
They do.
It's
they
a
do.
Lot of Veil talk.
But I don't. I have to place the other one lesser because I don't remember anything other than the bridge. You told me the plot of the movie.
Yeah. But my thing with that, the Italy thing is like, I actively didn't like it. That's how, this is where oh, we sir. Are. These movies should not be in Standard Fields. Like by the end of it, they just won't be.
They can't be.
Yeah.
They shame.
The third Wedding Veil is unequivocally the best of the three, which Brandon and I said, and you were on the fence about, but Brandon, I think that's yeah. Big Fun, maybe six.
Yeah. I'll go with
You'll
a big
allow
fun,
it.
Maybe six.
Yeah.
I'll allow it.
All right.
Now here's where I've step out of the equation for a moment. I have not in all seen, honesty, I have not yeah. seen this movie.
Welcome to Mama's Bad Movie. It's a bad movie. Now I could say that it's duking it out with Butlers and Wedding Veil. It's the only thing worse than that movie. Worse than that movie is the Gin Lily movie. Those other three, I don't really care which one you put in Dumpster Fire. If you had me choose, I would either put that in Dumpster Fire or Wedding Veil in Dumpster Fire. That's one of those two in there. Brand, you call the ball there. I don't, you're not going to hurt my feelings either way.
I think it has to be in Dumpster Fire.
Is it really that
yeah,
bad?
It's not good.
But it's not good. It's not worse than
Gin Lily.
Gin no Lily way.
And Christopher Russell's
film. It's not that we think Gin Lily is a dumpster fire. We just think her movie's a dumpster fire.
Christopher Russell, on the other hand. Am I right, guys? Oh,
baby.
I miss that guy. He was a fun guest.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
Good guy.
All right, Butterfly Kisses.
It's a bedtime prayer.
So we'll move it
this,
to
this hurts
one.
Because I think it's one. And then I think it's unequivocally the
best movie.
No,
I think that this...
It goes there. I mean, like, if you're asking me, I think that... The third wedding veil.
People are going to give us grief about this, Panda.
They yeah, are. They well, are. Because it's just, I mean, like, there's not a lot of defense there. In all honesty, like,
the
Butterfly movie is not as bad as Gin Lily, Welcome to Mama's, First Wedding Veil, or Butlers in Love. It's not. It's not as bad as those four movies. So it's a bad movie because everything.
But you
on
think
this
it
board,
should be in standard feels. We have it one tier higher.
I would have it probably fifth overall with the Amelia Ullerup movie. That's where I would have it. Fifth or sixth overall. That's where I'd have it. It's definitely not as good as North to Home and Perfect Pairing. I don't think it's nearly as good as the What Happened.
It just gave up. It just said, it just said, oh, snap. Is it gone?
Man, I hope so.
Hey!
I don't think it's good as the third Wedding Veil. You got Victor Webster and Allison Sweeney with great chemistry. I just can't believe that the Butterfly movie is that high.
But Panda, I think for the sake of integrity,
yeah,
for being the go-to guys, I think we can say that as far as quality goes, the third Wedding Veil movie is better than Butterfly. And sure. So I think it would be a kind compromise on our end and for the integrity of the program.
Yeah. You lose a little something if you put the movie that literally everyone hated first.
Well, it's not first. It'd be third, which is already a compromise.
I think fourth.
I'm already compromising here.
I can agree to fourth because I do think it's close to fourth. I would have it sixth. And so I think fourth is fine with me. Like, I'm fine with
it. I think that's a good compromise. Yeah. Don't you?
That's whatever.
And I think that at the
end
of the
day. Yeah, I'll let it. I'll be kind.
All of these movies are going to be down. Like, I think all four of those bottom four will all be in the dumpster.
My problem is I love that movie. I would rewatch it tonight. I love that Butterfly movie. I would rewatch that. That is a delight to me.
All right, movie. It's back to one.
No, it's number one. Go ahead and move it to four. But just know, let the record show. I'm not happy, but the Butterflies make me happy.
Okay. Good.
But Dan, you're not going to lose sleep over it beating out the other Wedding Veil, right?
I mean, I don't think it should be higher than the two in standard feels. That's where I would have it, is sixth or seventh, I guess. Oh, no, there's 10. I would have it at sixth or maybe.
It's better than Amelia Ullerup's movie.
You don't remember that movie.
Right. That shows that it's a bad movie.
No, it's if you don't remember it, maybe for you. I mean, I remember all of these movies to a certain degree, so that I can't use that same litmus test. For me, none of these movies are good. Literally, North to Home is the only one that's close to quality.
But I mean, if you're going to sit there and gauge on purely the quality, then
if I'm ranking them, it's
better.
If I'm ranking them, then it's seventh. I'm fine with fourth. I think it's way too high, but I'm fine with fourth because of it is what it is. I mean, it's fine.
The Butterfly movie is more interesting than the second Wedding Veil, right? They talk about the veil the whole time.
Dude, I can't stand the second Wedding Veil. I think the Amelia Ullerup is probably higher than the second Wedding Veil, in all honesty. But you're the one that said it was first and not the Amelia Ullerup because you couldn't remember the Amelia Ullerup.
Are you okay with me moving it up, Panda? Moving Wedding Veil 2 down?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, and I like that because I don't think Amelia Ullerup's movie even remotely gets close to Sniff and Butterfly.
Yeah, I like what we did there because it makes it to, I don't want anybody to get the idea that we enjoyed the Wedding Veil series.
No.
And what's possible is when you see two Wedding Veils in the top five, people get to talking.
They get to talking.
They get to talking.
Whispers start
to happen. What we don't want on Twitter is for people saying that we want more Wedding Veil movies.
No, because Lord, we don't. In fact, let's move into all bottom three. You know what is standing out to me looking at this list is we didn't realize how much fun Perfect Pairing was. We didn't realize what we had when we had
it. No, we did not.
We didn't realize what was happening because you get Amnesia, Ice Wine, and Brendan Elliott.
I was very high on that movie.
You were.
You were. No, it's on me. I think me I was way lower on that movie, and I will admit I was wrong.
Crop of movies, that thing's Citizen Kane.
What's painful to admit, I actually think that the Butler movie, in retrospect, as wild and as dumb as that movie is, isn't as horrible as we initially.
Are we moving it in front of The Wedding Veil?
That's those two movies are both god awful.
I would be okay. The Butler movie was more entertaining.
Do a pop and switch.
It's more entertaining than Wedding Veil, and the Butler movie's not good.
Yeah, it isn't good.
I like that.
This feels right to me.
I think it feels right to me too, boys.
You've got a good buffer between the one decent Wedding Veil movie and the two trash ones.
Uh-huh.
And I like that a lot. And you know what I'd be willing to do, and I don't think I'm going to get any support here, is I'd be willing to just go ahead and crank that first Wedding Veil right on down to that dumpster fire category and move old Lorraine Bracco's Welcome to Mama's up a snot.
Well, if you do that, I will watch Welcome to Mama's because I feel like then I owe it. Something,
dude. During the first Wedding Veil, we were miserable.
It's nothing bad, dude. Bump that down to dumpster.
Nothing equals do the misery. Do it.
I haven't even seen Welcome to Mama's though, so maybe
nothing
I shouldn't.
Nothing equals the misery we all felt collectively as a group. We were going through something. That movie was bad.
We literally, Dan, from the Boston accent, Bran.
All you need is less seasoning, more confidence.
But there's a book of recipes, Bran. There's flashback.
All you need is less seasoning, Boston. More confidence in Italian food. That's indefensible.
That's one line. Boston accent is all movie.
Kinda.
but I would I bump up Welcome to Mama's. That's where I am. Dude, Wedding Veil's dumpster fire.
Guys, I wish I could contribute to this conversation.
I'll allow it.
You see, I like this a lot because I think that this plays out exactly how we were feeling. Each of the Wedding Veils got slightly better, but never significantly enough to make it to real movie territory.
But here's my thing. Here's why I like this. Can I tell you why I like this is because I would have butterflies all the way down in the bad of a bad, bad category. And you guys would have it in real movie. And we made it work where it is. I think it's a little bit too high. You guys think it's a little bit too low. And then everything else I think is exactly where it needs to be.
Okay.
I think we did good things.
I think this is maybe our best work yet.
Yeah, it is for sure.
Don't want to call it masterpiece.
Yeah.
Maybe.
People are getting mad at us about moving Welcome to Mama's.
And about butterflies being too high.
Well,
guys.
So I'm not real high on them right now, so it's okay.
Wow.
I'm just joking.
Who's getting mad about butterflies being better?
The only reason people are getting mad about Welcome to Mama's is because they are predisposed to a Lacey Chabert, Kevin McGarry movie being good, and it's a schlock fest. You just need to be honest with yourself. They made a bad movie. They threw one out there. It's bad. It's not a good movie. It isn't. It's a bad movie. I would rather watch Welcome to Mama's twice than Wedding Veil once.
That is a statement, pal.
Manja.
All right. We did it. And this is a 20-minute episode, which means that the next one will be 40 minutes.
Sure.
And the one after that will be 60 minutes. Yeah. So we're just chugging right along.
Working our way on up.
But for those of you that are listening and not watching, I will go from 10 to 1 to get you the idea of the ranking. Number 10, Dumpster Fire, Where Your Heart Belongs. Number 9, Dumpster Fire, Wedding Veil, 1. Number 8, Bad. Welcome to Mama's. Number 7, Bad. Wedding Veil 2. Number 6, Standard Feels, Butler's in Love. Number 5, Standard Feels, Don't Forget I Love You. Number 4, Big Fun, Feeling Butterflies. Number 3, Big Fun Maybe 6, The Wedding Veil, Part 3. Number 2, Real Movie, Perfect Pairing. And number 1, Best Movie of the Year so far, North the Home.
Can I push? We locked it in, Brandon.
Can I do one last push to push Perfect Pairing to number 1? Will anybody come with me to that journey?
I won't.
Movie you would watch again. It gives you that extra oomph. Yes, it's quality, but yes, I would watch Perfect Pairing again. I would never watch the Avalanche movie again.
If it's purely, we always do this.
I know.
It's in between.
I know.
It's both, Bran.
I understand.
Would you agree it's both?
I understand.
If it's purely movie I would watch again, then Butler's in Love continues to move up the list. And all these other movies move down the list aside from Perfect Pairing. But it's not. Butler's in Love is a bad movie. It's not a good movie. I don't ever want to see it again, right?
degree of difficulty.
That's fine. That's fine. I wouldn't have been able to go home and sleep tonight without doing one last fight. I think
a silver medal for an Amnesia, Ice Wine, Brendan Elliott, Nanzine Contractor movie is a pretty good accomplishment. That is a watchability 10 of 10 for this list. And North to Home is qualitatively a better movie with really solid performances. I mean, the sisters all getting around and
they have the Velveteen Rabbit.
The old sister talking about how she felt like she, you know, had to take care of them. I mean,
I agree with you. I would not want to watch it again. I would watch Perfect Pairing again in a heartbeat. But I mean, the reality is like, it's a better movie.
It's a better movie.
I understand.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you tried though. And that's one of the reasons I love you.
Good effort, guys.
We'll be back tomorrow with some Wind Calls to Heart. And then Friday, Signed, Sealed, Delivered. And we'll be back next week with the first Spring Into Love movie. So much fun to be had. Until then, may we be the first to wish you a
Merry Christmas!
Deck the Hallmarks of Bramble Jam podcast. It's presented by Philo TV. It's produced by Brandon Gray and recorded live in Greenville, South Carolina. Set decor is by Plum at Haywood Mall. For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast Network, you can go to bramblejampodcast.com.
You're about to hear some ads that help keep the lights on here at the studio. Feel free to listen. Feel free to turn it off, whatever you want to. But either way, thanks so much for your support.